Okay, so the last one where we started discussing Psocha Malavo, and we got through much of it. We discussed the basis for the Ptur Psocha Malavo, what Psocha Malavo does, such that it then becomes Pater Beretzikha. And we discussed also somewhat the parameters of Psocha Malavo, what exactly are the features of Psocha Malavo as opposed to Chama Kvar Ba. So now what I wanted to discuss was a little bit the interaction between the first two. We're really just come back to analyzing the question of the particular impact of Psocha Malavo upon the classification of the act of mitzamzen. Right, so we've seen that according to some Rishonim, the factor Psocha Malavo doesn't alter the basic classification of the act of mitzamzen. It's still within the same legal stratosphere. It's just, it happens to be that there's a patur here and not the other case. Right? According to the Ran and the Meiri, they're both Garmi. According to the Ra'ah, they're both Grama. And the whole basis for the patur Psocha Malavo Beretzicha is simply that the happens to be that Gzeiras HaKasuv was specifically said regarding the case of Chama Kvar Ba, and sort of Ein Lecha Bo L'Chidusho, even though in terms of just the legal the nature of the act, it's no different, but nonetheless, Ein Lecha Bo L'Chidusho, as Tosa says, the Lo Rabbi Rachman Matamsin, but Lo B'Makom Sheskabo HaZikvar, simply wasn't where the Gzeiras HaKasuv was said. Others, though, believe that the factor Psocha Malavo alters the basic legal status of the act of mitzamzen. And the reason for the Ptur Ritzicha is because mitzamzen Psocha Malavo is fundamentally legally different. It's a different kind of act than mitzamzen Mechama Kvar Ba. And that we have in two variations. Right? We have the Riaz and the Ravan who hold that the factor of Psocha Malavo takes mitzamzen, makes mitzamzen instead of, whereas mitzamzen Mechama Kvar Ba is a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. So once you have Psocha Malavo, so that's already just the kind of Gram Ritzicha. The Ra'avan and the Riaz, right? Because they held that this is the reason, the basis for the chiyuv of mitzamtzeim is ma'isa hariga b'yadayim. So Psocha Malavo, I had to say this because it can't be that it's a ma'isa hariga b'yadayim, you'll be putter. So and they do indeed very clearly say it that it now is once you have the factor Psocha Malavo, that becomes now becomes grama or gram rather gram. They actually both. Our Mechai meeting Garmi. Actually, I just wanted to add one point because last week I was discussing the Ravan, who I had thought said that it was Grama, and when we looked at it, he speaks of it as being Chai meeting Garmi. Psocha Malavo I'm talking about, as opposed to Chama Kvar Ba. Just to add or refine that, I have forgotten the Ravan himself holds that there's actually no distinction between those two categories, between Grama and Garmi. He, along with Rashi, believed that Grama and Garmi they're just synonyms. So in the end, the question of whether or not it's Grama or Garmi for the Ravan is almost immaterial. It's a meaningless question according to him. So of course he's going to be Mechayev Bedita the Garmi because he's Chayev all Gram. He's Chayev, right? The Ravan is the one who said in Bava Kamma that whenever the Gemara says, Grama Ba'ama O Pater, that's not Lahalacha since we're done dealing with the garment. So that's just a separate point that actually the question for him is not meaningful. Okay.
So then.
Yeah.
So he says Psocha Malavo is Gram.
Right? Yeah, he's Mechayev meaning Garmi, right. What? Because he's Mechayev. Because. What?
But if he says Psocha Malavo is Gram, which is right. Essentially the same as Garmi, so why isn't he Mechayev?
In Nezikin, he's Mechayev. In Ritzicha, he's not, because you need a Maisa Riga B'Yadayim. That's assumption, yeah. But the point is, he's Mechayev in Nezikin even for what the Gemara calls Grama Ba'alma. Okay. The Riaz, who isn't, the Riaz who thinks that it's that there, these are two different categories, that we're only Mechayev Garmi in Nezikin and not Grama, so for him, it's a meaningful question, and it's just important to note. He thinks that it's now Garmi. It's not that it's Grama, it's Garmi. But either way, they both agree that the factor Psocha Malavo takes mitzamtzeim from being considered a ma'isa hariga b'yadayim to gram ritzicha. Others, including the Talmud Rashba and the Rosh and Bava Kamma, which I'll read in a second, but they believe that Psocha Malavo takes mitzamtzeim from garmi to gram. Therefore, it's pater ben nezikin. They hold that Psocha Malavo is pater ben nezikin. Now, just wanted to show where I got that in the Rosh. Did anybody see the Rosh that I sent out? There's the Maharal Malkum. So the Rush is in the context, he's discussing the din of Sheves. The Gemara gives an example where you could have Sheves alone, without Nezek, without any other Dal Dvarim. So the case that the Gemara gives is where you lock up somebody in a room, and therefore they're not able to go work, and he obviously loses money when he's not able to work. So that's a chiyuv of sheves. So the Rush in that context discusses that he thinks that that's specifically if you bring him there and lock him in. But if you were already there and you just lock the door, then you wouldn't be chayv. I don't want to get into that question. It's sort of related to the tour what you saw, but perhaps not. But either way, what is significant for us is just at the end he mentions this halacha of sof kamalava. I mean, he doesn't say sof kamalava. He just gives one of the cases that's mentioned in the Gemara of sof kamalava. So this is the Rush in the eighth parak of Kama, sof simin gimel. Now I'm hayach kvar becheder v'sagar lava pesach grama min zikin havi. Again, he's invoking this point as part of an argument regarding Sheves, but important for our purposes is he invokes the fact that, according to him, if you were to lock a behema up and have it, or the behema is in the cheder already, and you were to lock it up, and you would die mirav, that would be pater kigrama ba'ama. His point there is that even so, you would be chayav if you were to bring it in there. This is the position of Tosfos here as well, and that's what he goes on to quote, that even though there's a tur sof chama level, but this is all talking about a case where you didn't actually bring it there. If you bring it there, it's a different halacha, which we'll get to. I mean, that Tosfos will get to. Tosfos is mechayav in that case, not midin mitzamtzim or anything like that, but midin a different principle, ishim shachitza, which we'll get to. But what's important is just that the Rush clearly assumes that the tur sof chama level applies benizikin as well. And we've seen our Rush in our and Sanhedrin, who thinks very clearly that Mitzvah Mitzvah Mechamech Rabba is Garmi. So, according to the Rush, what emerges is that Sof Chamalav was the difference between Mitzvah Mitzvah being Garmi and Mitzvah Mitzvah being Grama. So I just want to turn now to these latter approaches and analyze them. What's the basis, the reasoning of those who hold that Sof Chamalav changes Mitzvah Mitzvah from Garmi to Grama, or from Maisi B'Dayim to Gram? We'll do both. And what's the reason that others disagree? How do we understand this, whether or not it impacts the legal status? I want to analyze that question. So first, let's take the question of whether or not it changes Mitzamtzim from Garmi to Grama. So basically, we have Machlokas among the Rishonim who held that Mitzamtzim Bechamek Varba is Garmi, whether Sof Chamalavo changes things. Whether the same thing is true if you're dealing not with Mitzamtzim Bechamek Varba, but Mitzamtzim Sof Chamalavo. So, right, the Meiri, the Ron, they both say it's still Garmi, and now we've seen the Rush, probably the Talmud Rush, but they think it's Grama. So we can analyze this, or we should analyze this, in light of the different accounts of how and why Mitzamtzim Mechamek Varba qualified as Garmi as opposed to Grama in the first place. Just to review quickly for that, we saw three general arguments. One argument was that Mitzamtzim Mechamek Varba is considered Garmi because the defining feature of Garmi is Bari Hezeka, and that obviously you have in this case, right? That was, if you recall, the Ram, and it's also the Ramban, right? That was their sheet about Garmi in general. It's just Bari Hezeka, and the Ram actually mentions explicitly that, according to him, therefore it's clear that Mitzamtzim Mechamek Varba he's talking about over there. Mitzamtzim Kvarba is Garmi. The second approach in terms of why it's Garmi, among those who held it is, has it that the defining feature of Garmi is the absence of the time delay. B'shas ha-maisa ba-ha-hezek, or ba-ha-whatever the tutsah is. So that's Garmi, as opposed to Grama, where there's a time delay. And they argue that you have that in the case of Mitzamtzim Mechamek Kvarba. Right? This is the Rush's point in our Masechet, where he says that there's no Zman problem. We'll get back to that Rush. And then third, we saw that it's Garmi, because the defining feature of Garmi is Hu Atma Osa Hezek, whether in the Rush's version, where what's at issue is Asiyas Maisa Begufa Davar, right? There's an act of will upon the actual Cheves Anizok, and not just upon other things surrounding it that somehow lead to Nezek, but upon the Cheves Anizok. Or the Meiri's version, which is that you need a Maisa Hamafsi, a Maisa which itself is Mazik, as opposed to just a Maisa which sort of allows or creates the ability for something else to cause Nezek. And we have that here, right? That's what they both argued that. So now we can assess the impact of Sof Chamalavo upon the legal status of Mitzamtzim within the framework of each of these approaches. So first, taking the first one we mentioned, if the basis of the classification of Mitzamtzim B'chamak Varba as Garmi is that it's Bar Yezeka, like the Sheet of Loran, like the Ramban, so then I think it's highly likely you'll conclude that Sof Chamalavo makes no difference. That Mitzamtzim Sof Chamalavo also constitutes Garmi, because whether or not it's Sof Chamalavo or Chamak Varba, that doesn't impact whether or not it's Bar Yezeka, presumably. That's Bepashtus. We'll see that there's a dissenting voice in an opera, which I actually sent you guys, in context which I'll come back to, but Bepashtus, if it's Bar Yezeka, then it's certainly going to be Garmi regardless of Sof Chamalavo or Chamak Varba, in which case you understand very well that Mitzamtzim Sof Chamalavo is also going to be considered Garmi. Yeah?
Yeah, I just... Can you define Bar Yezega?
Yeah. Actually, I'll let the Ramban define it. And I made sure to print out the previous Makaros. The Ramban has a very clear, explicit definition. So Bar Yezeka means that there's inevitable nezek. It's inevitable. It doesn't depend on anything else. Now,
okay, so essentially, but it's still chamalava since.
I mean, it'll take longer, maybe, but.
But the object of that's causing the nezek is clear, so then.
No, bari in this case doesn't mean clear, it means more certain, like Titus bari. Yeah. So it's certain to come, it's vadai. Vadai sheyavo, that's basically what it means. Right. Once you have the Maisa, so then Vada Yavo Hezek, unless presumably there's some sort of intervention. But the point is that on the track you put it, it's Vada gonna come. So if you put it in front of the, you know, and you're in the Sahara Desert at night, it's Bar Yezeka, right? If you're putting somebody in an area where the sun is lethal, so it's Bar Yezeka whether or not you time there at night or time there in the morning. Right? So therefore Bar Yezeka will not be impacted by Socham Alav or Chamak Rabba. So according to, if that's the basis for its having been Garmi, so then clearly it's going to also be Garmi if it's Socham Alava. Now the Ron happens not to say explicitly that he thinks that Socham Alava is Chayev Benezikin, but I think there's no question that he believes that. And he mentions a bunch of other cases where he thinks that there's a discrepancy. He is making the claim that Ritzicha requires a Maaser Rikibidayim, whereas Nezikin is broader, you can be Chayev even for Gorim, for Garmi. And he mentions a bunch of cases where, in our parak, where the Gemara Patras, which he claims are Chayev Benezikin meeting Garmi. Now, he happens not to mention it, but the justification that he gives for all those cases being Chayev in Ezekiel is that, well, after all, they're Bar Yezeka, and that's what Garmi is. So I think it's just an accident, sort of, that he didn't mention Sochel Lo. I think there's no question the Ron is going to say precisely this, that both of them are Garmi, because both of them are Bar Yezeka. Okay? So again, according to the Ron, then what emerges is the Patur is just that it wasn't the Makom where there's a Xer Sakasim. Not that it alters the legal status. Everybody follow that? That was the easy one, right? But if the basis, now taking the next one, if the basis of the classification of Mitzamtzim as Garmi is that there's no time delay, right, like one suggestion of the rush, so then I think it's not quite as obvious whether Socham Alavo transforms a legal act of Mitzamtzim into Grama or not. And I think in part it could depend on the reason that Mitzamtzim Mechamak Barbo is considered to meet to satisfy the criterion of Miyadiyut, of no time delay, the Shasamaisa Ba'ezik. If it was because, and this is the question we raised then, if it was because the Maisa is viewed as persisting so long as the victim is still bound, so then I think that Socham Alava won't make any difference. And we'll say here too that this is Garmi, because the physical engagement with the person in an effort to tie him down, let's say, to tie his binds, so that, right, again, the case of the Mishnah is actually a case where you really are physically involved. There's almost no Socham Alava in that case, right? It's your Kovish or Sochamayim. So maybe what we'll say is that binding, the reason binding is chayiv is because it's just a method of being kovish. If that's the case, so clearly Socham Alavo won't make any difference in terms of the time factor. It'll still be considered b'shas maisa ba'ezek because so long as he was bound, that is a product of your ongoing, continuing activity through the binds. I think it's likely, if we're going to say it's maisa, it's probably not literally maisa, probably kohol. We'll get to kohol versus maisa. But if that's the reason why Mesamtzim Chamak Rabba was considered to be B'shas HaMaisa Baha Hezek, so then I think that'll apply for Socham Alava as well. However, we noted then that there's an alternative. The alternative is that the reason that Mesamtzim Chamak Rabba, according to those who hold, that what defines Garmi is that it's B'shas HaMaisa Baha Hezek, so the other way to understand that Mesamtzim Chamak Rabba meets that standard, but again, the issue was that once you finish tying, he's not dead yet. He's dead only later. Right, so the other reason we said that it might be that would still be considered b'shas ha-maisa ba'ezek is not because the maisa persists, but rather because you only need the haschalas ha-hezek to start b'shas ha-maisa, b'shas ha-kvita. Right, that's exactly what the Rush had said, right? The Rush says that as far as the time issue is concerned, Mitzamtzim Mechamak Barba is also Garmi, because the ha-hezek maska miyad v'holich v'chazek. This is what he says, l'fi ha-kol ha-tam, he says, nearly yechazek ervina, d'mechayim v'shem the Damidina de Garmi, the Lalu Grama, the Fiatam and Shapir Shasam, and then he goes on to explain why. And his last one is the Hezek Maschil Miyad Baholich Chazek. the assumption here, which we didn't know just from reading the Rosh in Bava Basra or Bava Kama, is that when it comes to Misa, it's sufficient to have Haschalos HaHezek. You don't need the death. It's sufficient as long as the process is started. So that was the reason why Mitzvah Sein Mechama Kvar Ba is Garmi. So then, I think it's a viable argument to say that Sof Chama Lavo will then be the difference between Mitzvah Sein being Garmi and it's being Grum, if we assume something with respect to the parameters of Chama Kvar Ba and Sof Chama Lavo. And that is that the defining feature of Chama Kvar Ba, as opposed to Sof Chama Lavo, is that the Hezek has started. Right? That's what differentiates between a case of Sof Chama Lavo and Chama Kvar Ba, is that in cases of Chama Kvar Ba, the Hezek has started. And any case where the Hezek hasn't started, that's Sof Chama Lavo. And that means, first, that we hold that the absence of Haschalos HaHezek B'Shas HaKfita is a sufficient condition to be considered Sof Chama Lavo. Or to put it the other way, in order to be considered Mitzvah Sein Mechama Kvar Ba, you need to have Haschalos HaHezek. So this is what Rov Rishonim held. Right? This is what we discussed last Chabura. Right? Most Rishonim held that that's in fact true. And that's the Yesod that actually Rabbi Zeira... That's what the Gemara means when it says, for instance, "Hasum lo shraga lo maskil havla b'shate." That even he agrees in that case that's Sof Chama Lavo, and therefore, you know, the Ramah, the Tosos, the Meiri, they all said in the case that Rashi's referring to, where you tie the person down in front of a lion, and the lion isn't yet on top of hasn't started attacking the person. So in that case, you'd be putter, even if the guy otherwise would have been able to run away, because it's Sof Chama Lavo. You need to have the agent already damaging. That's what, right, the Tosa said, Kaptu Lifnei Ari, Stam Ari Adain Lo Hischil Lachbol Bo. That's the difference between Ari and Yitushin, according to Tosa. So most Rishonim hold that, in fact, that's exactly correct. Even if the agent is there, if it hasn't started damaging yet, then that's Sof Chama Lavo. In other words, basically what I'm saying is that you can't adopt Rashi's definition of Sof Chama Lavo versus Chama Kvar Ba, and also hold that Sof Chama Lavo changes the legal status of Mitzamtzim from Garmi to Grumma on this understanding of the difference between them. In fact, truth is, setting aside the status of Mitzamtzim and Sof Chama Lavo, if we adopt Rashi's definition of Chama Kvar Ba, that it includes every case where the agent, the Dabar Mamis, is present, regardless of whether or not he started the Hezek, we can also contend that Mitzamtzim Mechama Kvar Ba qualifies as Garmi on account of the fact that there's Haschalos HaHezek B'Shas HaKfita. As you can't say that point of the Rush, that this is Garmi because Maskil HaHezek V'Holech V'Chazek. If you hold that not every case of Mitzamtzim Mechama Kvar Ba has that, that as long as the agent is there, it doesn't matter if he started doing his damage yet, that's already considered Chama Kvar Ba, so then clearly it isn't necessarily the case that in Mitzamtzim Mechama Kvar Ba you have Haschalos HaHezek. What?
How do you understand the sun? It says Sof Chama Lavo, but does it mean the sun's not really there?
No, so that's precisely what these Rishonim say. They hold that if the sun hasn't started damaging yet, then it's Sof Chama Lavo, even if it's there. They actually hold more than that. They paskin, the Ron paskins at least, that even if it started damaging, the sun has started damaging, you need a shir misa. It needs to be something which could kill you. So if it's going to get hotter and only then is it able to actually, you know, put you under the ground, so that's also Sof Chama Lavo. But at least, at the very least, the Ron thinks that's the subject of the machlokes between Rava and Rabbi Zeira and our Gemara about these two cases of Kafto B'Rav and Kafto B'... and what was the other one? And Kafto B'Gigis. The way the Ron analyzes those cases, he thinks that everybody agrees in those cases that there is Haschalos Hezek, but it isn't yet at a capacity which it could kill you until later. And the machlokes is that Sof Chama Lavo or not? But the sun, if it's not at a capacity at least which it start damaging it, that the Ron thinks is l'chuliyama. Nobody questions that is a case. Does anybody have the Ron here? He says that l'chuliyama is not an issue. That's the meaning of lo shraga lo maskil havla b'shat.
Is this a Samaritan's Gemara of Benzigan Nasser?
Huh?
Is this a Samaritan's Gemara of Benzigan Nasser? Which Ron?
It's the Ron on Besa Deshisha. The case is on Ein Zayin Amud Aleph Dibmer Maskil Amar Rabba. Also, the Ron in Yerimak says, Kata Lifnei Ari. But if you look at the Ron in Beis Deshesha, I don't know if you guys have it or not.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, yeah. Ella Vadai, Hadde Meis Berav, Pater Hainu, Ava Pisha Hiskel Baharav, the Lodami Lokapta Vatsina, the Meis, the Chama of the Meis, the Chaya, the Hasa Mari, the Yeshva Osachama, Vosa Tsina, the Atma Kide Lahamis. Bavalei kavashalav sochamayim osochayish. Avav bisha eno meis miyan vechama betzina kama beish mikom makom beosochama veosatzina humeis aydeshetzimtzehu Since muhu l'tochan. Also, hashiur min harav shehisku bo b'shasik fita ein bo kedei lahamis. Ela mosifu ba lo me'elav. V'dom eksas l'tzof hamalavo, sh'rav me'em yisof alavo m'makam achiv. Lo sh'os harav bo kfar. U'beha pligi rabba v'rabi zeh rabba samach. In other words, everybody's agreeing here that you need at least the haschalas hazeh. The question is, what about if it's not b'shir? So he says, V'ha pligi rabba v'rabi zeh rabba samach, b'kaf alav gigis u'par alav v'sam aziva, sh'n miyab v'shasik fita, Fifas gigis hiskabo hevel sheyehe mostly for holy chachi ebo kedei lahamis v'chein nami b'shash aparas amaziva hiskabo tina shtei mesevis v'aleches achi yisof amemis lavo mimak macher zel kafto b'ra'av kimo shemarnu v'al zel amru t'stayim d'rabba hu d'amar pater mid amar rabba kafto b'meis v'ra'av pater. So he thinks that we do need a shemisa. And he says v'hachem uchach b'may darminun l'kamanu hasam b'lo shraga lo masko be hevla b'shata hachem b'lo shraga masko be hevla b'shata v'chule shekol shelo hiskil b'shas t'pisa. The sofa lover la'achar mikain putter. The kosher hischil b'shas kvita who misraba umemis machlokas. The common line to rabba putter. So that's what he says. He says that everybody agrees. Chuliyam lepligi that kosher lo hischil even if it's there. Kosher lo hischil b'shas kvita putter. That's what I'm referring to. So you have to agree to that. If you disagree, if you think that there can be cases chamakvar ba which don't involve having the hezek start immediately, so then you can't say that the basis for it's being considered garmi, the category as a whole, is because chamakvar miyad, it's not necessary. Maybe certain cases there are, but certain cases not. So you can't put that rashi with this rush. Okay. So that's one thing. You need to say that you need haschalas hezek b'shasak fita in order to be considered chamakvar ba. Say the other way, the absence of haschalas hezek b'shasak fita has to be a sufficient condition to be considered sof chamalava. If this is the basis of its transforming it into grama. But second, I think this means that the absence of haschalas hezek b'shasak fita is a necessary condition to being considered sof chamalava. Or to put it in positive terms, it has to be that the existence of haschalas hezek b'shasak fita is sufficient to mark the case as chamak varba and remove it from sof chamalava. And the reason for that is simple. Assuming that haskalas hezek b'shas ha'maisa is the sole defining feature of garmi, right, which according to one of the suggestions of the Rush and the Re, it is, that it's both necessary and sufficient for any case of goring to be considered garmi, then in order to contend in terms of the basis and the impact of sof chamalavo, that sof chamalavo, what it does is it takes mitzamtzim from garmi to grama, then you have to assume in terms of the parameters of sof chamalavo that haskalas hezek is a sufficient condition to be considered chamak varba. Right, because otherwise it wouldn't be right. If there is a haschalas hezek, so then you have what's necessary to be garmi. Anything else won't be an impediment. Right now, what could be the problem here? The issue that emerges here is the requirement for shir misa b'shasak fita. We just said that the Ran interprets that Rava and Yipasin Sway Lalacha that sof chamalavo includes any case where there is shir misa b'shasak, where there's no shir misa b'shasak fita, even if the damage commences immediately at the lower shir. So I think one can raise a question whether that shita, that you require shir misa in order to be considered chamak varba, that any case where there's no shir misa, even if there's hezek already maskil, any case where there's no shir misa is considered sof chamalavo, whether or not that's compatible with this approach to the basis and the impact of sof chamalavo, that sof chamalavo takes mitzamtzim from garmi to grama, under the premise that the defining feature of garmi is haschalas hezek b'shas ha'maisa. So I think it depends. I think it's possible, but I think it depends how we understand the requirement for shir misa. And this is a question we raised last couple of weeks. If the shir misa is, let's say, an independent requirement to be considered chamrak varba, or it's a function of the requirement for the presence of davar hamemis, so then I think the requirement for shir misa isn't compatible with the claim that sof chamalavo takes mitzamtzim from garmi to grama under this approach, right? That the defining feature of garmi is the maskil hezek b'shas ha'maisa. Because you have that here. You have a haschalas hezek, and nonetheless, it's considered to be sof chamalavo, it's considered to be a grama. Right? So that if that's how we understand shir misa, I don't think you could both explain that the basis for the tur sof chamalavo in Beretzich, or the impact of sof chamalavo, pametamtim, is that it takes it from garmi to grama, under this definition of garmi as being just a question of haschalas hezek or not. But if you understand the requirement for shir misa in a different way, then I think it is compatible. And the way we suggested last time, one could understand it not as an additional, just a separate requirement, or as a function of the requirement for the davar mimis, but rather it's a requirement, a function of the requirement for tchilas hezek. And we explain that based on the idea that, first of all, the relevant totzah, when you're dealing with the totzah of misa, the relevant totzah for charging you with the death is not tchilas hezek, but tchilas misa. It has to be that it's specifically the beginning of the process of its dying. And we only view the damage as chilas hamisa if the agent has a shir misa at the time. Then we can say this is beginning to kill you. If it can't be killing you at this point, if it's not at the capacity which it could kill you, we can't view it as beginning to kill you. So if you say that, so then I think it's possible to go with this explanation. In other words, the Rush, who held that mitzansim mechamak varbal is garmi, because Hezek is matzchil miyad, right? He could say, you also need the shir misa. It's going to be grama if you don't have shir misa. In the case of, let's say, the Rav, that's exactly the case he's talking about. So let's assume that the Rush agreed with the Ran's understanding of this case of Kavta Barav, which is that it's a case where the Hezek starts immediately, but there's no shir misa at this point when he initially ties him. So that's fine for the Rush, even if the Rush is assuming that the reason mitzamtem is garmi is because of what he says here, the last line, which is matzchil hezek miyad. Right, that's a sufficient condition for garmi. Because, what we'll say is, in this case of Rav, even though the Rav does damage, it's starting to hurt, it's damaging you immediately, but it isn't killing you immediately, there's no shir misa, right? So the reason that you're putter in that case, even though there's nezek, is because there's not haskalas hamisa, and that's what you need. Now, I think there could be a nafkamina, if this is correct. Right, when the Rush says, the kavta b'Rav, the mace, that in that case, it's clear that's grama b'hama. I think that it might, I'm going to suggest something which sounds a little bit funny, but I think it could be true, which is that maybe the Rush will say, if this is correct, that that's true with respect to the Nezek in a case where the animal dies. But let's say in a case where it just, let's say, becomes damaged. Let's say Kafta Barav Vinizok. Let's say he becomes irrevocably damaged, but doesn't die. So let's say he goes irrevocably damaged based on the shear of the rav that already existed at the time of kvita. Right? So if what I'm saying is correct, in that case, the Rush might very well say that you're chayav midin garmi, because here, the hezek that we're charging you with was masa miyad. You guys follow that? He doesn't discuss that. What happens if it just kafta b'rav v'nizok? But if the reason that he's putter in that case, according to the Rush, is because there's no shir misa. Shir misa is just a defining the hezek that's going on here as haskalas hamisa. Right? What we're ultimately charging with is the misa. So we have to define the haskala. The haskala has to be at least haskala of the thing that you're being charged with. So that's why shir misa is required. But if that's the case, then there emerges a nafkamina. According to this, in the event that all that we're talking about is the animal is damaged, then it shouldn't be required. According to this, the Rush should say you can actually be mechayev. Part of the chiddush here is that it's almost worse if he doesn't die. You become more responsible if he doesn't die. But I think, based on the principles that we were discussing, I think that's actually conceivable. Because what we're charging you in that case is with where he dies is the death. And the death, assuming that the Rav case, just the Rush read it like the Rav, and that it was a case where there could be immediate damage, but it isn't. There's no shir misa for the Rav. But if in the end what happened was not misa, it was just hezek, so that should be fine. Yeah.
Assuming that Misa and Hezek for animals are considered different categories.
Correct. If not, then I think it's a problem. The Rush who holds that it's Socham Alevo is Grumma. In terms of his understanding in general, Garmi and Grumma, this is probably the easiest one to make that claim for. That what makes it Garmi is what he says in Bavasra. This is the second suggestion, which is the Ori Shachal the Chol Hecha the Hezek Nasa Miyab Shas Maisa Nikra Din the Garmi. If that's what we're going with, then I don't know why Kafta, but unless he also did not read the case of Rav, like the Ran. The Ran assumes that in the case of Rav, you know, where you're starving, it's already damaging immediately. Maybe the Rush will say no. Maybe that's why it's not Chayav, because in fact it's not the case. But if he did read the case like the Ran, then I don't think it's compatible with his definition here of Garmi as being Kol Hecha Dehezek Nasa Miyad B'Shas Maisa. In other words, what you're saying is possible, it's just that if that's the case, then it becomes a problem. Why is any chayiv in the case of misa? There happens to be that there is that formulation, malikad paga, malikad kula, in different contexts, in the context of animals, but I'm assuming at least that here apparently it does make enough meaning. Yeah.
Even if the animal dies, can we still say for the Rush that that the mazik's chayiv, that amount which could have been damaged by the shas?
Yeah, so that's almost like the question that, you know, rears its head if you say what I'm saying, which is that the misa, that you'd be chayav for the nezek, just not the misa, that, okay, so then at least be chayav for the nezek. I think that you wouldn't necessarily be chayav because, in the end, I have to think about it. I'm not sure if I want to say kum le dirabine type thing. I don't think I would say that. But it's something similar, just in the sense that what happened here was death. So maybe you'll say as follows. I did a misa hezek on the thing which died, But in the end, it's a thing which died. Now, the question is, can you be mechayiv me for it? You're not going to be mechayiv me for being mazik something which died. So it died. Now, the question is, can you charge me with its death? The answer is no.
Right, well, the hefsek happened before it died.
Right, but in the end, there's no hefsek mamon from that, because it died. There is hefsek mamon from the death.
Right.
Whatever happened before is irrelevant, because it died. So, well, it's sort of like, I don't want to say this, but I guess I might. There's a machlokes in the Gemara of Kama, which I'll sort of get to, where you know, I throw a kli over the roof, and somebody comes and bashes it. So, in the end, it seems like we potter the basher, at the very least. Because he broke a broken kli, in a sense. And I think part of the issue is, there's different ways to understand it, but you couldn't view that as just being, well, in the end...
Isn't it equivalent to case of Misa?
What do you mean?
Or Reish talking something.
Yeah, there is a case, equivalent case of Misa, yeah. Of Zorek, Tinok, Mirosh, Agar. Well, we'll discuss that. Bekiblo, Bekarnav, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the cases he said he could never talk, give share to two girls.
Okay. I've never tried, so I... Not never try to give a shir girl. Never try to give that shir to a girl. Well, that's our parak, actually. It comes up in our parak. It comes up in Bava Kama, too. It's right around that sugya. The Gemara connects those two,
yeah,
those two discussions.
Yeah, sounds very.
Yeah, the Gemara connects the two discussions. So I think it's a fair question to raise. I think in the end you would probably say you're not chayiv because, in a sense, you damaged something, but you damaged something which in the end died. So, and the death we can't charge you with. It's reasonable to assume you wouldn't be chayav there. Okay, so just to summarize, if the reason that Mitzvah Mechamak Barbat, if the basis for its being Garmi was because the defining feature of Garmi is that the Tzah is simultaneous with the Nezek, with the Maisa, so then it's possible to hold that Mitzvah Mitzvah Chamalavo is also Garmi, if one contends that the legal Maisa persists, so long as the victim is still tied down. But it's possible to contend that Mitzvah Mitzvah Chamalavo is not Garmi, and that the whole basis of Sochamalevo, at least as far as Nezek is concerned, but presumably regarding Ritzicha too, we'll get to that, is that it transforms it from Garmi to Grama. If you take what I said for the Rush, that he thinks that Garmi might be Chayv Ritzicha, so then you have to say this is what Sochamalevo does, right? But you can only say that if one assumes that that is, in fact, a defining feature of Socha Malavo, that the Haskal Sahezek B'Shas Maisa, as opposed to Rashi on the one hand, and as opposed to certain understandings of Rava, who require Shir Misa, on the other. And we noted that either way, according to this, you shouldn't require Shir Misa to be Mechayev for Nezek other than death, Midin Garmi, Lich Ora. Okay. We'll start with the... I guess we have a few more answers? Yeah, we'll start with the final one, which is the reason that Mitzvah and Mechamak Varba is classified as Garmi is because the defining feature of Garmi is Hu Atzma Osa Hezek and Mitzamtzim meets this criterion. Right? Okay, so let's consider that. So here we have to consider both versions of this. The Rush is Osa Maisa Begufa Davar, and the Meiri is Osa Maisa Hamafsid, or Osa Maisa Hu Atzma Mazik, or Gufa Maisa Mazik. So first, just with the Rush, starting with the Rush's version, right? The Osa Maisa Begufa Davar, that what makes something Garmi is that you exercise your will upon and directed towards, in a way that's directed towards the chepetz hanizok, as opposed to upon something else, like where you're misalik the karim, right, where what you've acted upon is the cushioning, but the chepetz hanizok you never acted upon. So that's the difference between garmi and grama. So what do we say about mitzamtzim? So I think misvara, the simplest thing to say, is what do you guys think? Right, if mitzamtzim b'chamak rabba, well, I mean, in the Rush, he explained why he thinks it's garmi, according to all of his criterion, according to all the positions that he mentioned, and the reason, and the one that's relevant for us here is, he says...
It's not quite like...
One second. He said here was, you know, Lefi Chol Tamim, this is Garmi, because Lefi Tamim Shapir Shasim, the Perak Loyach, or Vechil Kubein Din the Garmi, the Gramzi, Ki Hu Atzma Osa Ezek, Lemamun Chaver. So that's what the Rush is referring to when he says, Osa Maisa Begufa Davar, that you're doing something upon the Maisa, upon the Chevet. So what do you think about this case of Socha Malavo? Is that different?
Yeah, because it's only considered a Maisa if Nezek's already...
No, this is a separate Shita than his other Shita, right? The Rush presented, I'm going back now to what we started, what we did, I guess, a month and a half ago, or a month ago. But the Rush presented two positions regarding what differentiates Garmi from Grama. His second one was the time factor. The first one was Osa Maisa Begufa Davar plus Bari Zeka.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't need. So the time factor according to this position is not critical.
But No, it's not the time factor. It's that if the sun isn't yet out, then even though it does have Bar Yezeka, but
so there is Bar Yezeka, and there is what?
There is Bar Yezeka.
Well, so I'm asking now is what about Osa Maisa Beguva then?
But it's not. Oh, if you tie him down, is that Maisa?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the simple thing to say here is for sure. This is also Garmi. It's also Maisa Beguvadar. I mean, what can you say about the case of Sof Kamalavo? Can you not say Kihu Atmo Osa Ezek Lamam Chaveru? How is it that you're doing... I'm sorry, I didn't even read the critical lines. Shehu Mitzamtem Behemto. That's a critical line. That's why he's explaining to us that this is Atmo Ezek, which, according to the Rush, means Hu Osa Maisa Beguvadar. Sharei Shehu Mitzamtem Behemto. So that seems to be the case whether or not the Chama is there at that point. So I think the simplest thing to say, Misvara alone, if you're going with the Rosh's version, and the Rashba too, the Rashba and the Shut, that when the Rish says, Hu Atzmo Hezek, the way they take it is, if you're doing a Maisa Begufa Davar, you're acting upon, you're exercising your will upon the Maman Nisod, as opposed to doing something upon something else, which in the end creates problems for the Maman Nisod. So then, that's going to be Garmi. I think you have to say, it makes a lot of sense to assume that Mitzamtem Sof Kamalavo is also going to be Garmi. That whatever Sof Kamalavo does in order to patur from Nezikin, from Mitzicha, it isn't that it makes it Grama. That's what I would have said, just Misvara, if I had, from considering the Rush's criterion of Osu Ma'aseh Beguva Davar, Sharei Hu Mitzamtem Behemto, I think, well then, Sof Kamalavo is also Garmi then. What's the problem? Right, Da'aka, the Rush in Vav Kama doesn't say that. The Rush in Vav Kama paskins that Misamtem is Sof Kamalavo. The case he mentions there was Kaftov Ames Barav. Kaftov Barav Ames is Grama. So I think, in other words, the question we're basically asking is if first position of the Rush regarding Garmi is that what makes it something Garmi is that you're Osa Maisa Begufa Davar as opposed to on something else and Bar Yezeka. So why is this case of Kaftov Barav Ames Grama Balma? So I think there are three things that one could say here. One thing that one can say, and I find this unappealing, is to say that the Rush here is assuming only the second of these two suggestions regarding Garmi. Right? That Garmi is defined by the absence of the time delay. So this, I think, is extremely unlikely, because the Rush was always very careful. He mentions both possibilities in Bava Kama and Bava Basra, and I think there's other places as well, and in Sanhedrin, right? So whether he's discussing in principle, what is Mechalik, or in practice, in applying these categories, when... what is considered actually Garmi or Grama in a particular case. Mitzamtem, in our, that's in Sanhedrin, right? He always accounts for both of his positions. He's not taking a position one way or the other. He's saying there are two, right? There's one position of Garmi is it's Osa Maisa Beguva Davar plus Bar Yezeka, and the second is Zman. So I don't find it plausible to say that Kazav Rav Ames is Pater when he says that. He just says it's Pater, Grama Bahama. He's only assuming his second position regarding Garmi. So I don't think that's very likely. The second possibility is that maybe the reason this isn't Garmi, according to his first position, the Rush's first position, is because of the Bar Yezeka component. What that means is that basically what you'll say is, in the case of Sof Kamalavo, it's less Bar Yezeka. It's not quite as Bar Yezeka as Mitzamtem Chama Kareba. So we mentioned when we discussed Bar Yezeka ourselves, that right at the beginning of this quarter, that isn't very appealing and doesn't seem very likely. It doesn't seem that it should make a difference. But I'll just note the Pebul Charifta, who... I believe is the author, authored by the Tosfos Yontif. I could be wrong about that, but I think it's the Tosfos Yontif. Maybe under pressure from this point, does indeed suggest that the reason Sof Kamalavo is Pater is because of this. Because Bar Yezeka, he says here, this is in the Rush, he's commenting in the Rush. The Rush just mentioned Makmash Sof Kamalavo, says, Makmash Hiya Chama, that's his term for Chama for Buzz, but Makmash Hiya Chama. Makmash Hiya Chama, Chayim, Kedisa Hasim, but Tzarech Lomar, the Bar Yezeka Tzfei Midahatke Bin Dronan, the cases that he's discussing here. Tzarech Lomar, the Bar Yezeka Tzfei. I don't know why I think it's Tzarech Lomar, but it could very well be because otherwise it's certainly Osa Maisa Begufa Davar, so it has to be that it's not Bar Yezeka, according to the first position. That also seems a little bit unlikely. I guess you could justify it by saying maybe the timing. But the Rama actually, or is it the Ran? No, I think it's... No, I'm sorry, it's the Piskei Arid. Piskei Arid actually points out that this isn't an issue of time. Can have Sof Kamalavo take shorter? I'll just read you the Hammond's speech is an interesting point that he points this out. He just says that why in the case of Rav, according to him, Rav seems to be a case where we just say that it isn't there at all, because the you know, being hungry is not the same condition that is in the end kills you. It's not just that it doesn't damage, it's just not the same condition at all. It sounds like it is a function, it's just not the maimus is not there. But he says the other two, but the kimla, so even though the kimla and bitarti shai mayis, that person, I guess, from the point at which he's hungry, I guess he's saying in a particular case, let's say, we assume that in 2 hours you're going to die. Even if we know that you're in the chama and you're in the tzina, it's going to take you 4 hours to die, nonetheless, so it can't, here I'm talking about just in the time between the end of my maisa and your death. Right, so it's hard to say that just the very factor of bar yezek, that it's longer and maybe that something will happen. So I'm not sure you could even the premise. I don't know if you accept the premise that the conclusion would follow that if it's longer and you know then there's more reason to assume that it's not bar yezek. But it's also not necessarily true that it's longer. So it's hard to say. I think it's a little bit hard to see that you would say that sof chama lava sof versus chama barba is going to determine the bar yezeka part. That's why we didn't consider the pul charitza's suggestion originally, because it seems a little difficult. So I think that what we had to say is that apparently in a chinami mitzantzim sof chamalava doesn't qualify as being osa maisa begufa davar. Now to say this, I think we have to revise how we understood the rushes osa maisa begufa davar. So we noted this. I guess we'll conclude with this. We noted that the rush differs from the Meiri's version of it in that, according to the Rush, the Maisa isn't required to be the thing which is Mazik. It's enough for it to be an act upon the Chayvetz, and if there's Bar Yezeka, so then it's going to be Chayev as Garmin. Right? So therefore, the Rush, as opposed to the Niri, the Rush thinks that Masur, where you're Mar Mamon LeMasikim, that qualifies as a Maisa B'Gufa Davar. Right? The Rush thinks that Shisa Nachash, provoking the snake to, right, pointing him out to the person, pointing the person after the snake, that's also osa maisa b'gufa davar, right? And the only reason that, I mean, the Gemara says that's grama. According to the Rush, the only reason that's grama is because it isn't bar yezeka, shemal yishoch, and according to this first suggestion, he requires both, right? For the Meiri, that didn't count, because that isn't a maisa mafsid. There, you're just showing the person's arm to the nachash, the nachash goes ahead, it does the maisa mafsid. So the your act itself is not a maisa mafsid. So that's why we said that the Meiri seems to think you need a Maisa Mafsid. The Rush just seems to think you need an act of exercise, an exercise of will upon the Chevetz HaNizak. And that's it. But perhaps that isn't the case. Perhaps that's not all that's necessary according to the Rush. It isn't sufficient just to have some act of exercising your will upon the Chevetz plus Bar Yezeka. Right? You need something else. Perhaps, even according to the Rush, it has to be a certain kind of Maisa. And what I would propose is that the Rush requires a Maisa which is intrinsically associated with impending nezek. Whether it itself is actually the mazik, or there's some nezek, somehow there's a maisa hezek which it invites in some way, in its wake, but the point is that it is intrinsically associated with looming nezek. So mara mamon anasid, right? Showing people that want to come and take money, showing them the mamon of the property. So it isn't itself a maisa hamafsid, but it's intrinsically an act which sort of paves the way, which, you know, creates a situation of looming nezek. And similarly with respect to being mishas and nachash, you provoke a dangerous animal upon the thing, towards somebody. So in that case, the same thing is true. You've done an act which, even though it itself is not a maisa mafsid and wouldn't qualify the Meiri's, but the point is that it is associated with looming nezek. So what I would say is maybe an act of tying somebody down in an environment which is, let's say, completely comfortable and livable environment in such conditions is not intrinsically associated with looming nezek. It happens to be that in this case nezek is going to come about b'mikre, because coincidentally the environment changes, the natural forces come around which aren't as friendly, and let's say hunger develops, whatever it is. Happens to be that there's going to be nezek in this case, and it's bar yezeka. Even if it's certain that it's coming, But the point is that its eventual occurrence doesn't characterize the basic character of the initial act. So, at least not in the way that provoking the nachash or the masikim, or, and here the you have to say this too, or tying him down in the face of a current danger, either where there's actual nezek starting immediately, or where at least the thing which is going to be doing the nezek is already there. In those cases, the act which you're doing is currently not a mazik, it's true, so it doesn't qualify in the Meiri's conception. At least it doesn't look. It wouldn't necessarily qualify. But all these cases, it's characterized by the precipitation of nezek. That's what I would say for the Rush. So then you can explain how, according to the Rush, even though here you are acting upon the animal in the same way, seemingly, that you do in the case of Mitzamsei Mechamak Rabbah, right? Right? The Rush is right. This line is true. You can read it in our case as well. Sharei Hu Mitzamsei Behemto. But what we're adding is, the point is, it's just an act upon the Chavetz is not enough. It has to be an act which is somehow defined as associated with looming nezek. And here you don't have that, so you're going to be patur. I think that's what we had to say for the Rush. Because, what do you think?
I don't know. It seems like looming nezek has gone back to the time thing. Yeah, where nothing.
No. Yeah. No, not at all. No. Not at all. Because the time thing is requiring the nezek happen immediately. B'shas Maisa. According to what I'm saying, Lav Dafka. It could be happening next day. The point is, you know, who knows when the matzikim are going to be damaging.
Right.
I don't recall that. The truth is, the people that say the time factor have to deal with Musser. The Ramban, the way the Ramban deals with Musser will solve that problem. I don't know if you guys remember, but the Ramban basically defined this as being Mazik, the Maramam. But the Rush doesn't say that. The Rush just says, after all, I'm being Maramam, and isn't that an act upon the Mamam? So. It doesn't. I'm not saying that the nezek is happening immediately. It doesn't have to happen immediately. But the point is that it is associated with looming. Looming can be whenever. But the point is, it's coming. It's impending.
But by Sokham
Alavam. Yeah. Sokham Alavam. Like the Kham is already out. So you're saying for this, you could read the whole. You need Aschalas Hamisa.
No, you don't need Aschalas Hamisa. According to this position of the Rush regarding Garmi, you didn't need Aschalas Hamisa. What you needed was just Osa Maisa Begufa Davar. And Bar Yezeka. But what I'm saying is, Osa Maisa Guva Davar isn't just any act whatsoever, any act of will. It means an act of will which is categorized by and associated by precipitating Nezek. Eventual Nezek. It could be later. Yeah, and the Chiddush is at Sof Kama Lavo, the issue with Sof Kama Lavo is not the timing factor at all. It's just that, what are you doing in the case of Sof Kama Lavo? You're tying him down. That's it. It's not the environment which is dangerous to him. Mm. He's very comfortable in the desert at night. I don't know if that's true. Let's say he's very comfortable wherever it is that we're discussing at night. It's no problem. So the act that you've done is an act which guarantees he will have hezek coming later, but it isn't an act which in and of itself is intrinsically associated with the impending desert. Like in the way, it's just mikre, as opposed to mar mamon le masikim, and also mishasin shisui hanachash. And what's more mechudish here is, but apparently also, Mitzamsei, I think you can understand this well, but it's just, it's not as obvious as Mara Momen, that apparently, if you're Mitzamsei, Biso Chachama, so even if it's not that the damage is starting now, it could be that you might say it works very well with the Haskalah Ezek one, but it doesn't have to, because you might say, even if the damage doesn't get started, but still, you're tying him down in the face of a lethal sun. That's an act of inherent association of impending Ezek. So I think
I definitely see a chalak.
So I think that's what you have to say something like that for the Rush. Otherwise, I mean, unless you want to say what the typical Chalurifta says, which, you know, obviously he doesn't need anybody as a skama, but it just seems a little bit. None of the other Rishonim considered this. All the other Rishonim who thought Bar Yezeka was the criterion, thought Sof Kama Lavo was certainly also Chayav Medina de Garmi in Ezekiel. It's Pater, right? And then it's Pater. Either because you need a Maisa Ariga B'Daim right, well, let's set this idea. Okay. So we'll stop now before we, just because I think I have to go. So we'll stop now but what we're up to is now just the Meiri's version of Gufa Maisa Mazik, where at least I think you would have expected him to say the opposite, but in fact you would have expected him to say what the Russian fact says, but he actually says the other way. It is garmi, so we'll have to work on that as well. I mean, what? It's rough, right? And then the riyaz and the what would I do if it, you know, if it didn't, you know? But then we'll go to the question of viewing. How does this work as in terms of finding as a, if you held inquiry that you held that mitzvah the chamak rabo is a ma'aseh b'yadayim, so what changes the somchah level? And okay, so that's what we'll come to, and hopefully maybe we'll even start the next topic. A little, maybe in the next, we definitely will start the next topic. The question is, we'll discuss that. All right. Okay.